Blog Talk Radio.
Pete Tomaszewski with Talking Cars. Wow, another great show today. Brett Ross. What's up, man?
How are you?
Good, how are you? A little bit of... Wow. Hey, just... we met a couple of years ago. You're in another business in Melrose Park. We email, and then we got together.
Correct, yep.
Am I saying?
Speed-driven, yep.
Speed-driven.com. Doing it right. All right, so hello to speeddriven.com. You're actually launching
a new website.
Yay, on speeddriven.com.
So it's...
Oh!
And then, like, Rivet, speeddriven.com. So
okay.
Only
so,
one D.
Driven.com, Riven.com.
Right. Right. Yeah. As we said earlier, we don't like them in the website.
I got you. Okay. As this being the weekend, it's a great way to start the show. So we want to say yesterday, Sandra Edwards, Andre Metcalf's fitness. Okay, Hang Five coming up at her and surfboards. I don't think Mark Cuban's
there.
Yeah.
Hot yoga, I've never.
Sarah will be there.
Well, that's
knows?
Good. Yeah. Lori's good.
Yeah, Lori's good. Just let's be driven. So you show up at the show, we're walking, and you go, I have this vehicle over. Got to tell the folks. I don't know if we're able to throw it up there right now or not. If you can see it,
it is. Yeah, it's on the website.
But tell us what auto show.
Yeah, so that was a client car of ours, and again, we pretty much specialize in European cars. So whether it's Mercedes, Audi, Maybach, Porsche, this car for a client of ours, and his goal was to have the world's fastest Mercedes Benz, and we stripped it down, turned it
street
into,
legal.
Street legal, yeah.
Okay.
Octane gas, so what you could get at the gas station.
And they sell racing.
Guys, actually, he doesn't live in the area. Either race fuel was or where higher octane gas on regular pump gas. So we accomplished. Gave him a 1,250 horsepower turbo custom built Mercedes Benz.
In which Mercedes Benz model?
65. AMG.
Oh, now, wait, that's not making any sense. It runs, and I know that the X out of the gate, and now there's got to be something that adjusts for 1,200 horsepower.
Yeah, so speed-driven proprietary software.
There you go. Yeah. Boom goes the dynamite. Thank you, Mark Cuban.
Yeah, so we wrote our own proprietary software code to accommodate that sort of horsepower. Everything down to the block was stripped out and then rebuilt. Custom intercoolers, custom turbos, forged interior pieces of the motor, the transmission was all custom built to deal with.
And you're right here in Pelotine, Illinois?
We are. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, right by Arlington Park Racetrack. So
I'm Mr. Duchess Swab. We'll be there every Friday afternoon at ArlingtonParkRacetrack.com.
My first job was at Arlington Park.
We love those overhead garage doors brought to you by Chamberlain Manufacturing. Okay.
So, yeah, so everything was custom built for this particular client. And then we took the car out, ran 1.9 seconds. We had a top.
1.9?
Yeah, we had the standing quarter at 198 miles.
And where was this at?
The Texas Mile. So
the
it's
Texas.
A proving ground for automotive testing. So,
well,
very
you know,
safe
we're,
conditions.
We're really, and we got to invite you down again. Audubon Country Club, AudubonCC.com, and right here in Joe. Out to our friends Mark Basso, Kevin
Great
Rogers,
guy, yeah.
Ron Begley. Oh, I always pick up Mike Ritter, Tony Nestor, Cheryl Williams. Just great people down there. Some of our sponsors are down there, or soon to be people like Continental Motors. The one
got the fault line guys.
Got
Havoc.
The fault lines. Havoc Black Dog. At worldofwheels.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great company.
With Peter Tundis. Hi, Peter, worldofwheels.com. And then, I'm walking through all their shops, and some of the new people we're talking to, everybody's got Mack Tools. I mean, Mack Tools is now Black & Decker, Stanley. They just bought Craftsman. And now they're telling me all their batteries are interchangeable. They smoke. So,
isn't
that neat? That's kind of neat. It's not like, okay, well, I need this battery for this tool and this one through that. Or thousands of people do you have at your shop building what, a day, 100 cars a year, 5 cars a year? How many cars? And what are you building now?
So, yeah, so we've got several cars in the shop. We probably, in our shop, we, you know, all engineers. I mean, they are
science,
craftsmen, equipment. We have our own in-house dyno. Mostly everything we manufacture and fabricate, really are engineers. We have a lot of young men come by and say, you know, hey, how do I get a job? Or, you know, how can I work with you guys? And we say, well, one, you know, understand CAD, understand computer programming, manufacturing process, do well. And those are really the requirements that our guys have. So
now, I'm glad you brought that up, because at this year's performance, obviously, Rodney being a winner circle,
sure.
Lot, and we're very kind to have people in from like Parkland, Lincoln Tech, and it's like, I think Kevin Tully said it the best from chassisandcycle.com. It's like, you know what? Not everybody wants to be a liberal.
Right.
People, and God bless them, they spend $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 on education. They go, you know what? I really like being around automotive engineering. It's not cars anymore. It's automotive engineering or truck engineering. So to all the colleges out there, thank you for what you're doing, especially for our veterans, or you're giving them, you know, they have the GI Bill, and they can get, you know, that degree. Now they have the hands-on experience. They have to be a little more apt to hire those people if they have a degree and been working on those types of machines you just talked about, CNC, whatever it be, or even computer programming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to be much more inclined to come and look at a guy that's got that sort of background as opposed to someone who hasn't. I mean, it's just an art form right now, and it's truly a craftsman. You have to understand the technology behind it, and you have to understand the why behind it, but you also have to understand the application piece of putting it all together.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, some of the vehicles you're talking about are not $1,000 or $2,000. In fact, I think some of the Wilwood braking systems start at $2,000.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, the Brembos, right.
Yeah, there you go, just to go through it. But, you know, you've got a new project coming out. I'm going to try to pull it out of you here a little bit with the DuPont Registry. We talked about it at the show. We talked about it in a few minutes with Ray Schulseth from Zero to 60, our ad agency out there. And, you know, so are you able to talk about it, or is this still hush-hush with
DuPont
Registry?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're trying to get the word out a little bit. We were fortunate to create a relationship with the DuPont Registry a while back, and they approached us about doing some custom builds for them. So we were able to come to an agreement. We decided to run for DuPont Registry. It'll be a very limited production of custom Audi R8 V10s.
Custom Audi R8 V10s.
And then we will put in a 2,000 horsepower motor inside of that car.
Get out. And so is it going to be the same engine? You can use the same block, or is something new going in?
Again, going back to that custom fabrication, everything will be new from the block out. So we debuted the first prototype car at Barrett-Jackson late last year.
Hi, Barrett-Jackson.
And had great response to that. DuPont Registry is running ads in all their magazines and online. And those cars, once we get the first two prototypes out of the way, will retail through DuPont Registry for $489,000 each.
Now, is that Euros or American dollars?
No, that's American.
And I think the Euro is 1-1 right now, so yeah. It's not going to really matter that much. British pound is soon to be heard. They come back through it. $489,000. And now, is that debuting in 2018 or 19, or when do you think the first prototype's coming off the line?
You know, I think we'll probably have it done probably late third quarter.
Of
this
2017.
Yeah.
This year. From speeddriven.com.
Yeah. You'll be able to see those in the DuPont Registry.
2,000 horsepower.
Yeah. Our goal is actually to have a full functioning 2,000 horsepower prototype for to take around to their various shows late second quarter.
Well, I think it should debut on Talking Cars. That's what.
we'll drive it over here. You'll hear it.
That's right. Yeah. You'll hear it. Okay. Yeah. It'd be like a M1 Sherman tank out there, you know, coming out there. Hey, you know, Dana Oswald on from Prime Inc., who helped veterans, and she's a Marine, and now she's an employment agency, if you will, a headhunter, who helps veterans jobs or get ready in jobs and transmissions, in transition. I'm sorry. I'm thinking cars.
Yeah, you think
through it. But what a privilege, what an honor to be able to take that type of vehicle, which is already a, you know, car to begin with. The normal horsepower on that car when it's,
you know, I mean, you're looking at that 600 to 800.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah,
I was just over at Fields Chrysler Jeep Dodge with Jim, and they were talking about the new Demon coming out. It's yet to know what the horsepower is going to be, and I'm like, yeah, we think it's going to be like a 1,000 horsepower. And you're hearing these numbers, and I think the only place that these people are really able to drive it more, like our friends at Road America, right? Paul Michaud at Blackhawk Farms Raceway. We have Mary up there at Gingerman, and she sold out for the year on events, by the way. So Gingerman, right around the corner,
yeah.
Benton Harbor.
Yeah, great, great track.
Go through it. And now all these tracks, people are going, gee, I have this 500. We had a new Hellcat down there, and they're joining the club at Autobahn because, you know, you just can't race that 500, 1,000, 2,000 horsepower vehicle up and down the street, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it takes, you know, it takes some instruction. And again, the guys at Autobahn, I mean, they with an instructor to really learn how to maximize what you're doing with that type of car. And even a 2,000 horsepower car, I mean, you know, that's a trip as opposed to a road course.
Oh, it's
but,
huge.
Yeah, but again, if you're going to buy these kinds of cars, and we were talking with the guys at Autobahn about being able to put our clients through their driver training program so they can really enjoy these cars and maximize them, because you can't do it on the street. And obviously we would never want you to do that on the street.
No. And you know, people like Francesco Davila and Team Stradale,
Stradale.
Yeah. Team Stradale, which is, I never knew until recently, Stradale means street legal in Italian.
Former customers at the Melrose Park Indoor Grand Prix.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. And even Francesco was a kart, you know, a racer. Ray Schultz was a kart racer, and they even have a kart track down at Autobahn. And I tell you, Margay was down there at one of the open houses a few weeks ago, and even the karts, I mean, it's like 18 chainsaws on this little thing going 0 to 80 in like 1.5 seconds. It's insane. But yeah, one of the things I really respect about most and all of these tracks, we were just down at Sebring,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Brandon Moss was down at Palm Beach International Raceway for the Junior Dragsters Summit Series at PBIR. Number two was safety. Number three was safety. Number four was safety. Number five, should I continue? Safety.
Right.
And it's like, now you get behind a $489,000, 2,000 horsepower vehicle. I don't think I would. It sounds like too much power. So are you trying to team up? Or you already said you're starting to team up with driving instructions for these type of vehicles.
Yeah, I mean, we had some good conversations with the guys at Autobahn, and I know Mark Basso even before he opened it. But
at Carvana?
Yeah. Funny story about Mark, and I was actually working for the Kartoid Atlantic program, and I remember Mark calling up and telling me about this concept he had about this motorsports country club all the way out in Joliet. And, you know, I said, Mark, imagine anyone paying money to go drive out in Joliet. And, you know,
yeah, right.
That just tells you what I know.
They had over 40 new members last year.
I bet. They had a great presence at the show. So,
yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, the guys at Autobahn, and again, if we're going to be offering that to our particular customers, if they want to take advantage of that, you know, they're able to do that and go learn how to really drive their cars and enjoy them and be safe with them. Because even a Mercedes S550 that you take and you make 600, 800, 900 horsepower.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of power that really produces to drive it and enjoy it.
Well, we just had Greg Neville. Boy, I'm not good with names today, am I? So it must be, and you think this is water, right? So long story short, we had Greg Neville on from the Windy City BMW Club. They have about two. Again, it went back to safety and free driving instruction because, you know, somebody's going to buy a little M5 or a little 325, get out on the track for $150, $200. And I tell you what, before they even get in the track and put on their helmet, they're sitting in a classroom, even on a 325 or a 328. It doesn't matter. And there is 1 to 2 hours instruction. And then they'll even take them and put them in the car and drive them around the track at least once or twice so they get to know the vehicle. I mean, they can outfit them with the cameras and everything else to do that. But number one, it's safety, 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 safety. Number five, safety. And now going to a $500,000 vehicle, yeah, there's going to have to be huge instructions on that car. We were just down at Sebring with Chuck Quinton, mm-hmm. and Chuck was from Team Ferrari.
Yeah.
And again, you know, for the challenge races down there, you know, there's 2 hours of instruction. He goes, I'm on the track 20 times. I still have to go through 2 hours of instruction.
Right. And that's, and you know, you've got motorsports clubs like NASA, the National Automotive Sports
Society,
and you've got the SCCA putting together these track day programs. And those are great opportunities for people who own these types of cars to really go out there and, you know, in a very, very controlled, safe environment. We don't have to worry about somebody being on their cell phone and crossing traffic. To really take advantage of those kinds
of things. Well, you have the novice, intermediate, and expert. Right. They're put out in different groups, A, B, and C. It's broadcast out there. I've been a track announcer at Road America. Jim from Toronto is going to be joining us from the Can-Am series.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Very well-known sports track announcer. He's coming up in April. We just started talking to Lynn St. James about doing a show. We were approached recently from Chevrolet about doing some shows on NHRA with Courtney Force. Hannah Zellers, who you know, what's happening with Hannah these days? We haven't heard from her.
You know, she's been busy testing down in Florida. She's
go Team Cahill.
Yeah, she was down in Palm Beach.
Okay. Hi, Hannah.
Yeah, in the
where you been? Hi, Rick. Hi, Dad.
Yeah, in the Mazda Atlantic, and she's working hard putting together a full season there. So, you know, she's really trying, and she was kind enough to do an autograph session for us at the booth for the Chicago Auto Show.
19 years old, yeah. Looking to qualify at the Indy 500.
Yeah, she'll,
it's huge.
Yeah, she'll do it. And I think, you know, and again, she's got a great personality. She was great with the fans and great with the people. You know, she's got a great smile. So those things go a long way, and she's very, you know, media friendly.
Well, she's been driving. I remember part of her bio. I'm going to say 12 years old. She's 19 now. But I mean, to go from 12 years old to 19 to the Indy 500 status is just, it's totally amazing. We had Mackay Stevens here yesterday. Is that right, Jacob? Looking to be to get in his first F1 Indy 500 type race this year, and so keep going down. We're like, wow! I mean, 19 years old and a woman.
Yep.
And you know, and she's just like, I'm. It was just like she was standing right next to Lynn St. James and Danica Patrick, and the three of them are going, "We're doing this." And same attitude. So yep. God bless her. Good luck to you, Hannah. We love you. Get them, Rick. Good job. just to go through it. So we got the R8 going up. What are any other projects going on in your shop right now? Is there anything in there besides an R8 right now? Is all focused on the R8?
No, we've got a couple Mercedes builds. We've got a couple Audi builds. We've got a very interesting project we're doing. We're taking everything out of a modern Mercedes coupe and we're putting it into a vintage Mercedes coupe. An old SL.
Okay, so let's back it up. Which coupe? So, are you talking about an SLC or?
Like a SL560.
Really?
Yeah.
Favorite vehicle. Which year? Yeah. Give me the year now. Tell me it's an 89.
It's like 85 or 86 somewhere.
Okay, 86. We'll go with 86.
And essentially, this gentleman bought that car to use, and then he bought a modern SL65 for the donor and took everything out of the modern SL, and he's putting it into the vintage SL.
But we're keeping the 560 engine.
No, that's all going to be modern.
That's coming out.
Yeah.
So he's doing the reverse thing here.
Yeah. So he's going, taking everything from the new car and putting it into the old car.
Okay. I'm thinking the other way, but
yeah.
Okay.
No, he's taking, yeah, the new car is donor pieces.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing,
wow.
Engineering. I mean, the way that,
Now, how does a person start to do that? They just call you up at speeddriven.com. And just say, all right, here's what is that what they do? I mean, how does it come together like that?
You know, we've been fortunate in we have a very discerning customer base. So one of the things about our brand new website is it's much friendly. It's much better optimized. So hopefully we'll gain a lot of new customers. But we have customers actually all over the world, UK, United Arab Emirates, and obviously, you know, all across the U.S. But this gentleman was referred to us by another one of our clients and proposed his work to us. And, you know, they took a look at it and said, yeah, send the cars up. And
that's,
you know,
crazy.
Yeah, we've had them for a couple months now. You know, obviously everything new going into an everything old car is a lot of custom.
So which engine is going into the old?
So it's the new SL engine going into the old SL body.
Wow.
Along with the transmission, the internals, drivetrain. He's keeping the original interior. So from the outside.
Really?
Yeah. from the outside. You
I'll say I would have thought he would change it up a little.
No, no, he wants it all. He wants all that to look the same, but it's all the
okay,
stuff.
Okay, are we keeping the wheels?
Yes, keeping the
beautiful
original,
wheels on.
Yeah, keeping the original wheels.
Back to I think the 89 had a little better service. Finally, last but not least, what's the color going to be?
It's like a midnight blue.
Midnight blue.
Yeah, it's a real dark, deep blue.
With
no, it's like a black. It's like a black.
It is black.
It's black. Yeah, yeah. We'll put some pictures up and on the website as we continue the build.
So. Well, again, maybe we'll bring it over here and see. Yeah. Just want to drive the darn thing. Well, you know, and that's how it starts. It's just like us when we were here yesterday. We started talking, and Dennis Michelson was here from Race Talk Radio, and he brought in a guest by the name of Mekhi Stevens. And, you know, by the end of the show, we had a little powwow out there, and we are developing a new show talking race drivers.
Oh, okay.
So all of a sudden now, I mean, here we are just talking cars. Now it's talking racetracks, talking colleges, talking sports shops, you know, talking race car drivers. This is what people want to hear. It's like, well, I'm not really interested in the college thing as I did in that, but I have a to get done somewhere, and who do I go to? Well, you go to speeddriven.com. That's where I go, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, we had a lot of people to show say, hey, can you do my Mustang? Or, hey, can you do this particular car? We do have our own in-house dyno, and we can certainly dyno those types of vehicles. But primarily our work focuses on the European. So again, whether it's Audi, Mercedes, Benz, AMG, Porsche, BMW.
Radical.
I'd take a radical in the shop.
I'd take a radical.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that, but, so, yeah, so again, you know, and we'll have in the summertime, once the weather gets nice on a consistent basis, we'll open up our dyno and do what they call dyno days, which is sort of an impromptu. Over, we have brats and hot dogs and hamburgers and
grill. Really?
Yeah, and we'll, you know.
Jacob, I see a show coming up on the horizon.
That's right. You know,
I see a show coming up.
Yeah, $200 for three pulls on the dyno and a couple.
Is that good?
That's market competitive.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Three.
So you get three runs in the
not
dyno.
Not just one.
No, three for $200.
Couple you hamburgers. Chain the car down.
See how fast you can go, and you get a sheet with bragging rights, and you know everybody walks away happy. And
wow,
you know, a couple hours on a Saturday when it's nice.
A dyno show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have Fred Flintstone over
it's
there.
It's really loud though, so it's it is really loud when those cars.
Now, I've got to ask, you know, Bob Roerman, BobRoerman.com, we have the new Lexus dealer up here not far from you.
Yep.
Any LFAs ever come through there?
No, you know, again, you know, Lexus, and I've spent some time with Lexus, not a huge aftermarket piece for them. You know, they've really got their F-Sport brand that they're
love trying. Love the F-Sport. Comes in orange, by the way.
Yeah, that they're trying to, you know, that they tried to push and promote, but you know, not as, you know, even though it's a TR, you know, Toyota product and TRD racing, you know, it's just not a huge market for that. You know, it's I don't think it's the demographic for Lexus, but if you want to bring it over and tune it, we're happy to help them.
Yeah, they have a beautiful new coupe coming out. Fred, we've seen it at the Detroit Auto Show. Thank you to Lexus for letting us the unveiling and in Chicago. Just a beautiful vehicle and a hybrid. I mean, it's just crazy. And then the sound system inside, we actually have an audio. We'll put it up on our next Talking Lexus show. So as you well know, Talking Cars Monday through Friday is Talking Honda, Talking Ford, Talking Chevy, Talking Chrysler. On the weekend, it's Talking Racetracks. Well, now we're finding it's Talking Race Pro Shops, Talking Colleges, Talking Tools with Mac Tools. Who knew? What a crazy world. And now Talking Members Clubs. Like the BMW Windy City Club, the Mustang Club is going to be here, Porsche Club. You might as well just call it the Dave McNeil, if you will. But, you know, we were out at his place, I think, 2 years ago. Well, yeah, there was another friend of mine. 2 years ago, we were invited. I do not own a Porsche, but I was invited. I'm like, I don't know if I should go. I don't have a Porsche. Right in, but he had beefsteak hamburgers. They had over, I'll say, it felt like 200 vehicles there. It was a crazy day. Nicest people. So thanks to WeatherTech out in Bowling, made in America by Americans for the world. So WeatherTech.com. Thank you so much, David. Appreciate. We saw them at the Racing Performance Show in Schaumburg.
Yeah.
And real nice. Steve was there. I remember. I can't remember his last name. I want to say Aurelius, but I'll just go with Steve. They come through there. Brett Ross.
Check out the website.
Check out a new website.
Yeah, and
it's a new website.
And we're always happy to give tours. So we, you know, we try and encourage.
Can I get a tour?
You can get a tour. Yeah. Encourage people to come by. You know, it's always nice to know who you do business with and get a comfort feeling. So,
well, let's say we're coming down 294. Let's start there first. How do we get there from here? 294, and coming from Chicago, how do we get? Let's take it from downtown Chicago. How do we get there?
So it's actually just like going to Arlington Park Racetrack. So you take, 90 west. Head north, exit at Euclid to Rowling Road, which is your first stoplight. Take a left, cross back under 53, which is industrial. And then we are right over Hicks Road, first street on your right at Vermont. Come on down, look for the speed driven sign and the noise if it's a nice day outside. And happy to show you around, show you the project cars and talk to you about speed.
Is there a phone number out there?
Sure. You can call us at 847-485-8126.
All right. Now, guys like me and women out there are going, wait a minute, I want to call and talk to him. So let's see if we can throw that number up on the screen here in a second. And I think it's 847-485-8126. And Jacob Wood right on the money there, putting it up on the screen. And, you know, there's
8126.
There we go. And, you know, there's a lot of cars out there. There's a lot of pro shops, a lot of speed shops. But now you're saying you're specializing in the European sector. You have the new Audi R8. So anybody with an R8, even an R7 or even an A3, I would think, that needs some work, should kind of come over to Speed Driven and take a look. I like that Beers and Brats thing. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, those are great things. You see them a lot in California and Florida. But the Midwest, but we're going to try and rekindle that fire.
We see them out at Iron Gate in Naperville, and then we do open track day recently at Autobahn Country Club. Over 100 people.
Yeah,
it was big. You were there, right?
Yeah. Those are great events. And you know, again, go back to those car club kind of programs. Hooked on Driving is another one, you know, addition to NASA and SCCA. But any chance you have to take your car out and drive it in a you and your car have a car like something that we make, that's a great opportunity.
Well, a little bit of funds. We were just Monday night down at Yahtzee's. It was come up on the end of our show. And we want to say a shout out to Monday Night Car Show starting Memorial Day weekend. Now, Memorial Day weekend, we're going to be down in Washington, D.C. with Rolling Thunder. And every year for the past 27, 28 years, they start from the Pentagon North and South parking lot. And last year, over 500,000 motorcycle enthusiasts to remember the POWs and the MIAs through all wars, from Andersonville up to the most recent crises that we have out there, ride from the Pentagon parking lot down to the Vietnam Wall. And if you want to see Motorcycle Week, not Sturgis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, totally different style.
Yeah, the real deal, if you will. And any money's raised, like at Rolling Thunder IL1, over 97% of the money's, only that 3% is covering a little bit of printing, a little bit of accounting, all goes to veterans and what they need out there to help. In the next case, a veteran might be homeless or need some money to pay their electric bill. Rolling Thunder doesn't go through the state of the federal. It's a, sounds like you need help. Boom. Rolling Thunder is there. And that's Rolling Thunder IL1. So God bless everybody out there in Warrenville. At the VFW post out, Dom, everybody out there, we appreciate it. Newt Major. So, hey, we're just about up at the end of the show Now, think about this. I'm going to get to go see a $500,000 car. Am I going to get a beer? I'm going to get a beer. Okay, light beer. Get a light beer. Nice and that trend. 3.2. And a brat.
And a brat.
And a tour.
And a tour.
Doesn't get no better than that.
That's right.
Speeddriven.com.
Speeddriven.com.
Speeddriven.com. Now, I'm talking every month for the rest of your life. You're on the show. There you go. Now you're in. Just to go through it. You got a question. What's that phone number?
847-485-8126.
Doesn't get any better than that. Speeddriven.com.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Hey, good to see you, bud.
Good to see you.
We'll be right back with Talking Cars. Look at our next show coming up this Saturday with Bubba's Exotic Motors in Jupiter, Florida. Shout out to Tom and Bubba Lloyd. Domestico at Blog Talk Radio. Tune in every Saturday morning right after Exotic Motors. Tune into Talking Racetracks. We'll see you then on Talking Cars.